I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Failure by the United States to pass a $700 billion Wall Street bailout package has left its mark on financial markets worldwide. It'll affect funding for outreach organizations, says the Mission Society's Phil Granger. Granger, a former CEO of a large financial institution, says
a tremendous amount of downsizing is going to take place, and that causes people to assess what they're doing with their discretionary income. So they say, should I start putting money aside because I may not have a source of money in the future, or the source may be substantially smaller? And inevitably, that winds into charitable giving.
Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia leaders in India have joined together to protest ongoing Hindu violence against Christians. GFA President K.P. Yohannan says the protest is called Dharna, an Indian method of seeking justice, traditionally by sitting at the door of one's debtor or wrongdoer and fasting until justice is obtained.
The church leaders at large are petitioning the central government, asking not only to step in, but also to ban the entities that are behind this brutal persecution.
Yohannan says constitutional religious rights have been violated. The Dharna is expected to end tomorrow. And Grace Ministries International and Book of Hope International are teaming up together to reach 40,000 students with the gospel in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Book of Hope's Harmony of the Gospels will be handed out to primary and secondary students of the Grace Ministries churches in Congo in Swahili and French. Pray for the Grace leadership team as they train 50 school administrators and 20 evangelists to reach these students with the gospel. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, Riding the Heavens, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.